The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, our Lord says something a little concerning, maybe even frightening. He said, just because you say your prayer sometimes, that does not mean you're going to go to heaven. And you go, oh my gosh, right? If I make time for prayer, I'm not assured of going to heaven. He says, there's something else necessary. And he says, it's that you do the will of my Father. Students, what most prevents us from doing God's will? What holds us back from saying yes when God asks us to do something? Magdalena? Sin? That's right. If we sin, gosh, it's harder. It's harder to say yes to our Lord. What else? Maria Sophia? Temptations? Absolutely. CJ? Satan? That's right. The tempter of all. Oh, Mr. Mudd. I can't remember your first name. Joseph. Idolatry? Absolutely. Students, those are great answers. There's something that comes even above all of those. What most prevents us from doing God's will is when we are attached to our own wills. What keeps us from loving God's will is when we love our wills. St. Francis Xavier, the saint we celebrate today, he was one of the first Jesuit priests. He and six others. And Ignatius was their leader. Well, Ignatius, he decides he's going to send two Jesuits to India. It's a 6,000-mile journey by boat. And Francis was not chosen, and I think he was kind of happy that he wasn't chosen. So he's about to send these two. The day before they're going to leave, one of those Jesuit priests, he gets really, really sick, almost deathly ill, and he's stuck in bed. So Ignatius comes to Francis and he says, I'm going to need you to go to India tomorrow. Tomorrow. What does that mean? It means he found out the day before he has to go that he probably would never see his family ever again, that he might die because the boat ride was 9 months long and many people died at sea, that even when he got there, he might become a martyr because he was going to a missionary land. He would never see Ignatius again, would never see his home country. What might he have done in that moment? What would you have done? What would I have done? You could have compromised, like, well, Ignatius, how about I go for 1 year? You know, maybe 6 months, I'll be back, and then you could send the other guy. He might have tried to delay things. Well, you know, gosh, tomorrow's kind of quick. I wouldn't be able to say goodbye to my family. There's going to be no going away party. You know, I can't write any letters. How about 3 weeks from now? He might have said, okay, yeah, I'll do it, and gone to his room and pouted. You know what? That's not fair. He could have sent somebody else. Why'd he choose me? People said, his brother Jesuits said, they thought it was the happiest day of his entire life. He went and he packed his bags and he was back in 1 hour and he said, I'm ready to go. And he was so joyful. He wrote a letter to St. Ignatius several months later and he said, that day was the hardest day of my entire life. And he went without delay. And he went joyfully, and he totally committed himself to the will of God. Students, obedience to God's will, if we're going to do it perfectly, calls for those three things. Promptly we do His will, joyfully we do His will, and we do it totally, not just by parts. Let's ask our Lord as we receive Him today that we would love His will more than we love our own, that we would be able to let go of whatever attachments keep us from doing His will.